Hey friends, did you know that you can use the Docker CLI to deploy a container to Azure Container Instances? Best of all, there's no infrastructure management to worry about. Chad Metcalf from Docker is here to show me how it works today on Azure Friday. Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Chad Metcalf from Docker. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for having me.
I'm having a lot of fun on Azure Friday because we're not just bringing folks in from Azure and the Azure engineering team. We're starting to bring folks in from outside. And I really like the way that Docker and Azure Container Instances work together. And you've brought me some cool stuff to show. Demos.
Yeah. And we'll hopefully pray to the demo gods and everything will go well.
I'm sure it's going to go fantastically. I've been learning about how to make Azure Container Instances. I've seen how to do it with like AZ and then kind of a complicated thing, but I spent a lot of time in Docker. I recently did a YouTube video on Docker. The Docker CLI makes me really comfortable. Maybe you can show me how yours works.
I will, and it's interesting. So I won't show the Azure console, and I don't have AZ installed.
Oh, you don't even have it on your machine?
Nope. We're going to do this all from Docker.
I love it. All right, let me switch to your screen and tell me what you got here.
So we're going to use Minecraft as an example. I think it's a fun thing that I've had to spin up recently. And it's a Java application. We're going to use the Java version and we're going to show how that would work.
Okay.
So let's look at the compose file for this. I'm using compose even though it's just one container because it helps me not have to type a bunch of flags. So let's talk about like how this is. So this is a compose file. I'm going to pull in this image from Docker Hub. I'm going to expose a port. It's going to be the same port on the outside that is on the inside of the container. I want this to restart. So if the Minecraft server crashes, I'd like it to come back automatically. And I'm going to set some environment variables, which will help me tweak the Minecraft server that comes up without having to do special hard-coded configuration files. So I need to say, yes, I agree to the EULA. I'm going to set a message of the day. I'm going to set a fun seed, and I'm going to do some memory management. I'm also going to create a volume so that I can keep the same world over time. So if I build a cool house, I want it to be there the next time I start it. And so we're going to store all that in a volume.
This is really cool because it's very representative. Like it's fun because it's Minecraft, but this is like a production kind of a thing because your production apps are going to have volume mounting for persistence. They're going to have restart policies.
That's right.
They're going to have port mapping. I mean, memory management. Minecraft is right. A production thing.
That's right. And in this case, the memory here, what I'm actually doing is I'm setting the Java heap, right? I'm setting the init heap and I'm also pinning that to the max heap. So I'm basically saying, hey, in this container, you're going to get all the memory associated with this container and just go ahead and use it all. Don't wait to grow the heap, just grab it. So let's get started. So we're going to do Docker dash compose, and we're going to say, this is the local version and I'd like you to kick it up. Oh, I got ahead of myself. So it failed because of this thing called context. And that's a kind of a cool thing we'll be talking about a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm actually, if you notice in the bottom corner, I'm in the ACI context right now. And that's not any good for trying to run something locally. Oh. So I'm going to actually switch.
Well, that's actually interesting,
back.
If we may, for just a moment here, before you hit enter. So you've got the really cool prompt because you're using posh. Oh my posh, and you're inside of the Windows terminal. And you've got this lovely thing. And you've added to your path there, that ACI there with the Docker Mobi on the right, that's been added there, eh?
That's right. I'm actually using PowerShell.
Ooh.
And I'm actually in WSL2.
You're in WSL2. Oh, so you're in a PowerShell core in WSL2. That's fancy. I love it.
Yeah, so I need to switch my context so I can run against the local engine, right? The local Docker that's running on this Windows box.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do Docker context. And let's just look at real quick that I've got a couple of them. So I've got ACI and default. And I'm going to use default. Now, if I go and do this, it's going to actually work because I have a container engine locally that can run this. And so it's going to start up, and these are the logs as they scroll by, and it's up and running.
Slick. And so, you're listening on localhost really effectively 000.
That's right. And let's just go see where this is. So one thing about this is I need to grab the WSL2 IP address,
okay,
because I'm going to
I see. You're going to direct connect from Windows Java Minecraft into WSL2.
That's right.
All local to your machine right now.
All local to my machine right now.
All righty.
So now I'm in Minecraft.
Look at that.
And I'm in my world.
Doing your thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Doing my thing. And we can see that I joined. Mm-hmm. And that I joined from effectively the Windows host for the WSL2 box.
Slick. WSL2 continues to impress. And the fact that you're using PowerShell and the cool thing, I thought it was PowerShell on Windows. You're just showing the flexibility of Windows as a dev machine too. And of course, you have Docker Desktop here, right, in order to do this?
That's right. So my setup, and I've been doing this since started working from home, is I had a really great desktop that I built as a Christmas present to myself. And I've got lots of RAM and cores, and I have a very tiny laptop. And I said, well, I'm home. So I'm gonna use this as my daily driver. I'm gonna figure it out. And so I got the new version of Windows Terminal, which I had never used before. I set that up to use WSL2 by default, and I set up my normal sort of Linux environment within WSL2, and I just live in WSL2 now.
That's
and
awesome.
It's super super slick. But I feel bad because I came on your show and I brought a really cool Minecraft server, and you can't connect to my house.
I didn't want to say anything, but I was low-key offended that I was not able to connect to your WSL from here.
But like any good host gift, I thought about, well, how could I, without having to go set up a server somewhere, how could I bring this to Scott? And that's the next piece. So what if I could do the exact same thing using Compose and not having to worry about servers and just launch a container somewhere? And we can, because Docker and Microsoft have worked together around the Azure container instance and built something where Docker can go straight in. And let's look at what that would look like in this Compose file. It's only slightly different. The differences are, I'm going to add a deploy stanza right here, where I'm going to tell ACI that I'd like some different resources than by default. I'm going to grab 4 gigs of memory, and I only need one CPU because Minecraft is single threaded, and if I toss two in there, it wouldn't matter. And the really slick part is I'm going to use Azure Storage for the persistence. So I'm just going to toss in a storage account and a share name, and Azure is going to take care of the rest. Wow. Along with Docker. So I'm going to do Docker Compose up just like I did before, except that this time it's going to go direct to Azure.
Wow. Okay. And again, you don't have AZ installed. You're just using Docker that you already know how to use.
No AZ.
Look at that.
And also, I'm not going to the Azure console. I'm just going to launch it direct. So let's see what that would look like. I do need to get a context. I've already done this, but the way that folks following along at home would do this is they would just Docker log into Azure. Huh. What that'll do is it'll pop up a browser. They just use their Azure credentials to log in, and then we securely sort of merge that in, and then you'll get a context, which is the that ACI bit. So I'm going to go back and switch over. Docker context use ACI. So now everything that I type when I say run something or Docker compose something, it'll go to ACI as opposed to my local Docker. So I'm going to do Docker compose. And you'll notice here there's one trick. There's no dash. And one of the things that we're doing is this sort of Indiana Jones golden idol swap. So Docker dash compose is a Python project that we've had for a long time. We're actually building Compose directly into Docker, and ACI is one of the first backends to use the quote unquote new Compose that's being built directly in. So Docker-Compose is a separate tool. Docker space Compose is Docker's version of Compose, and ACI is the first place that that's going to work. And I'm going to say ACI Compose up. And you'll notice this is a slightly different feel for how the UI works. We're making the resource group, making the resource group, and then we're creating the ACI. I guess it's redundant to say ACI instance, but we're creating basically the container right now. So that's launching. That takes about 30 seconds for for Minecraft, is my experience.
Mm-hmm. And we can see on the right hand side there, you've got your little timer going, and the animation is happening. So the resource group is just a logical group, and then the Minecraft ACI, and it's already done. Look at that.
That's 30 seconds.
Now
we can, this is just a Docker container. We can go look at the logs for it. I should actually type logs. And I'm going to want to follow that so that we can actually tail it. So these logs are coming from Azure, and we're tailing the logs from Azure as this process kicks up. So it'll take a little bit longer to get bootstrapped into Azure, but while this is starting, you know, you'll see that it's setting the initial memory to 4 gigs and max to 4 gigs. That came from that environment variable that we set.
Mm-hmm. What IP address will it be at? Will it have a domain name? What kind of options do I have about where this is going to actually show up?
Well, let's go look. So that's a great question. The way you would find that in Docker is just asking for Docker PS. And that went out to Azure and asked, and there's where it is. So if you would like to get ready to join me, you can go to this IP address at the standard Minecraft port, and I'll tell you when the logs say that the server's up, and then you can join in as well.
Okay, cool. So I went and I launched my Minecraft Java locally on my machine, and I typed in that IP address and the standard port.
That's right. So the fun thing about any Java app is occasionally you get these like random errors. And I, at first I was like, oh, is that bad? It turns out that that just is what Minecraft does when it needs to generate this new world. And I had another world previously. So don't mind that. It's not a real error.
Okay. So we'll fast forward time at this point and we'll go like Wayne's World.
All right, it's up and running.
All right, cool. So let me switch over to my desktop and hit join server.
And I will as well.
And it says connecting to server. Oh, joining world. What's happening? Oh, look at this. Here I am. This is my computer. And this is me. Oh, there you are. You just joined the game. Yep. And we're getting paid for this. That's
we
the part.
Are.
It's crazy.
So, oh, no, look right there. I found you.
You found me. Where are you? Hello.
Behind you.
Look at this. Us hanging out in Docker. Living the dream.
That's right. Pretty fun.
Fantastic. So is this like a preview of a preview of a thing that you say I can maybe do in a minute? Or can people do this like right now?
People can do this right now. So the way that you can follow along at home is going to the Docker blog, and you'll find deploying a Minecraft Docker server to the cloud. There's a link in here for some free credits for Azure. So if you don't have an Azure account yet, you can go here, click in this link, get an Azure account, get it all set up, and then you can download Docker Desktop. And this integration is built into Docker Desktop, and you can just follow this blog along at home, and you too can be playing Minecraft with your friends.
Fantastic. This is really cool. I am learning all about how I can get my stuff into the cloud with Docker and Azure Container Instances today on Azure Friday. Hey, thanks for watching this episode of Azure Friday. Now I need you to like it, comment on it, tell your friends, retweet it, watch more Azure Friday.